It was a cloudy day yesterday, not the best for showing off the benefits of solar energy, but that didn't stop Pastor Jeff Wild of the Madison Christian Community. He used the computer that tracks the output of his church's new solar panels to perk up the special dedication ceremony.
This is gospel news, folks. Yesterday, there was a period of time when the sun was shining, when the solar unit was generating more electricity than this building was using. And that is good news.
The new solar panels can't generate enough power to run the building all the time, but there will be sunny days when the church will generate enough power to sell it back to the utility company. Saving money isn't the goal, though, according to church member Joanne Streit. She says the panels on the roof and the energy they produce are a visible statement of faith.
Creation is a gift that was given to us, and that our role as faithful stewards of that gift is to care for it, preserve it, and honor it as what it is, as God's gift. Here's one small way that we demonstrate that. We can use the sun to create energy rather than burning fossil fuels and putting them into the atmosphere.
Originally, the congregation wanted to erect a windmill because it would be a more visible statement about the church's commitment to environmental stewardship. But concern about alienating their suburban neighbors prompted the decision to go with solar panels instead. It was a $15,000 grant from the utility-funded group Focus on Energy that helped purchase the solar panels. Renewable energy advocates are hoping this faith-based approach to clean energy will catch on and more churches will follow in the footsteps of this Madison congregation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.